Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Demonstrators marched in Rochester, New York last night for a fifth night to call for police reform.
We have nothing to lose.
We have nothing to lose.
But our chains.
They were protesting the death of Daniel Prude in March after police had placed a hood over his head while arresting him. Last night's protest was peaceful. Hundreds of church leaders had volunteered to act as a buffer between protesters and police. Reverend Myra Brown had organized that effort and was pleased with how it turned out.
I am pleasantly surprised, but I'm not surprised by the fact that they have stepped up. Rochester is an amazing city, and the people here care about each other.
The mayor of Rochester said yesterday police reform will be implemented. Labor Day is the traditional kickoff to the final stretch of a presidential campaign. NPR's Scott Detrow reports the coronavirus pandemic is forcing the candidates to modify their schedules in the weeks leading up to the November election.
Unlike President Trump, former Vice President Joe Biden has avoided convening large crowds since the pandemic began. His limited campaign events have been held in front of small groups of reporters and just a handful of supporters at a time. The Biden campaign says that caution will continue, but in the final weeks of the campaign, the candidate will begin traveling the country more. Today, Biden will be in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, while his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, travels to Milwaukee. Biden was in Wisconsin last week, and he'll visit Michigan later this week as well. The president will travel to Florida, North Carolina, and Michigan this week. Both Trump and Biden will go to the Flight 93 Memorial in western Pennsylvania on Friday, the 19th anniversary of 9/11. Scott Detrow, NPR News.
A record-breaking heat wave continued to grip Southern California yesterday as wildfires burn across the regions. Temperatures soared to the hottest ever in Los Angeles County, and other all-time record highs were set. Matt Gillum of member station KCRW has more.
On Saturday, the community of Chino reached its all-time high of 120 degrees. It beat that Sunday with 121. Downtown L.A. reached a broiling 111 degrees, a new daily record. But National Weather Service meteorologist Alex Tardy is highlighting Woodland Hills.
So Woodland Hills recorded 121. That's the highest ever recorded in L.A. County.
Both Woodland Hills and Chino set region-wide records. The sizzling conditions didn't discriminate. The mountain town of Idlewild and the city of Escondido near the coast both saw record highs, 104 and 115 respectively. Temperatures are expected to dip a few degrees in the coming days, but winds are in the forecast midweek, which will complicate firefighting efforts. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum in Los Angeles.
You're listening to NPR News. Historic floods in Sudan have killed at least 100 people. NPR's Ada Peralta reports the government has declared a state of emergency.
In the capital, Khartoum, the Nile has burst its banks. The country's Minister of Water says the river has reached the highest level in recorded history. The flooding is already worse than it was during the huge floods of 1946 and 1988. And authorities say with the rains continuing, the waters are expected to keep rising. So far, about 500,000 people have been displaced, and more than 100,000 homes have been flooded. The government has declared a state of emergency, deploying troops to help with the response. The UN says the floods have cut a lot of access to clean water, so it expects the situation in Sudan to deteriorate. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
The number one male tennis player in the world was disqualified from the U.S. Open yesterday. Novak Djokovic hit a tennis ball in anger behind him and struck a line judge. Pablo Serrano Busta of Spain won by default. He says the officials had no choice.
The rules are the rules. These kind of things never likes. The referee and the supervisor do the right thing, but it's not easy to do it.
He said he didn't think Djokovic meant to hit the line judge, who is said to be okay. Djokovic later apologized on Instagram. He was seeking an 18th Grand Slam win and to extend his 29-match winning streak. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.